You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Second date update.
I want everyone in studio and driving to close their eyes right now.
Jeffy.
No, if you're driving, no.
Just think, out of all the places in the world, where would be the worst to have a first date?
Oh, I thought you were taking me somewhere nice.
Maybe next to an active volcano?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Kind of romantic.
Inside of an off-brand Hooters?
Oh, off-brand.
I like that. Off-brand, wait, what is that?
It's called Allie's.
Or maybe the radioactive playground at Chernobyl.
Oh, my date has three eyeballs.
Mommy, this swing moved by itself.
And one of our listeners says he wishes he could have had his first date somewhere else.
Okay.
But unfortunately, he didn't really have a choice.
Uh-oh. Why?
And now he needs our help. Let's talk to Steve about it. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks guys for having me.
God, I love when dates go wrong and people put blame on something bigger than themselves.
I
appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that, Steve.
What was the name of the woman that you went out with?
I went out with Julie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm always just assuming these days that you met on an app.
We did, yeah. We matched about 2 months ago.
That's a long time.
But our schedules just wouldn't match up.
Okay.
Stuff kept coming up. And we finally settled on a date. And suddenly, the day before, I got dramatically sick.
Oh, no. Dude, it feels like the universe is telling you not to go out with Julie.
Yeah.
Right. Right? But, like, so bad, I ended up in the hospital.
Oh, my God. Are you okay now? You're okay now, right?
I'm good now.
Okay.
You said dramatically. Were you acting?
Yeah.
He's a really good actor.
I mean, that's the thing. From Julie's standpoint, it'd be hard to believe that after 2 months of, like...
And then, like, now I'm in the hospital. Uh-huh. Like, really, dude?
Well, yeah. So this is what happens. I messaged her the night before to cancel, and I kind of explained why.
Yeah.
And her response was, well, I'll come visit you.
What?
Ooh. Oh. I'm in the hospital.
Was she just trying to, like, call your bluff sort of thing?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That might have been part of it. Obviously, like, I wasn't bluffing. But all I was thinking is, like, this is, like, easily the worst I've ever looked.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, did you agree to have her come visit you?
I told her, no, let's please do another day.
Okay, good.
But she's like, I don't care. I want to come and see you.
Oh, my God. Now I'm thinking what Alexa said.
Like she doesn't believe you that you're really sick.
Why would you want to hang out with someone sick? You don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that either.
So did she show up?
She showed up.
No. Oh. What did you do to prep for that? You're like, hey, can I have a washcloth to wash my face? Like, right. You're not showered.
Oh, code blue. That's what I would do.
I want to get the fancy gown on. What do they call fancy hospital gown on?
Bring extra pudding or whatever. Yeah.
Like two chocolates.
I mean, what was that moment like when she walked in the room?
I mean, part of it was like, oh, this is cool. We're finally seeing each other. The other part of it was just like me being purely mortified.
And it sucks if you ever get excited on the date, like you can't hide it because the heart monitor is going to be like beep, 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 beep.
That's where you went with all this?
I thought we were talking.
Not that type of excited.
Okay, Jeffrey.
You think she's beautiful and it's like your heart's going crazy.
Brooke and I were
picturing
something.
You guys are perverts.
The sheets are very thin.
Okay, you guys are disgusting.
Get new sheets.
I'm sorry about that. No, how did it go?
So, I mean, it was nice. It was sweet. She showed up with a gift. It was a book of like 100 unbelievable facts.
Oh,
because she didn't believe that you were actually sick.
Yeah. I like how she was leaning in on that.
No,
okay.
It's just good, like, bed reading, right?
Yeah. That's a nice gesture.
Yeah, something to help pass the time in the hospital. Uh-huh. Like, we split a hospital meal together in my room.
Okay.
Wow.
Covered by your insurance.
Hey.
Right.
Or, I mean, were you able to hold a conversation with her? I don't know how sick you were.
Yeah, I mean, we were, like, she read some of, like, the facts in the book, and we talked about that. The most embarrassing thing was, like, the staff was kind of, like, harassing me about, like, if she was my girlfriend. You know, they were doing the whole, like, ooh, is this your girlfriend?
The nurses.
So that probably was kind of awkward. How long did she stay for?
I mean, it was a couple of hours.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, she told them it was actually our first date. What? The nurses then, like, went and took some flowers from, like, a dead lady's room.
Oh, God.
Oh!
Wait, what?
Come on.
It could
just
be,
dead lady.
It could be a vacant room, okay?
Yeah.
It has the condolences note still on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So was there any, like, I mean, besides them giving you a hard time and being funny, was there, like, a spark? I mean, it'd be hard to have some sort of, like,
did you guys make out?
Chemistry in that situation.
Right. So I thought we had a good time, and I thought the experience, like, kind of bonded us, very unique, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh. For sure.
And that, like, 100% we would go out again.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's willing to come and visit you on a first date while you're bedridden in the hospital, that speaks volumes about, like, where she thinks this relationship could go.
I know. It's wild to me to think that you haven't been in contact or gotten another date with her.
And how could she complain? Like, oh, he wasn't that funny.
Yeah.
It's like, you were in the hospital. What did she expect?
How long ago was that?
So it was a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
And we've been texting up until this past week. And now she's, like, hardly responding at all.
Huh.
Oh.
And, like, I'm out of the hospital. I was hoping to see her for a normal date.
Yeah.
And honestly, I just don't know what the deal is. The only thing I can think of is maybe I really did look like I was in as bad of shape as I was.
That's understandable. Yeah. And you were texting after.
It would take a really cold person to come into a hospital room and be like, ew.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a McDreamy in that hospital?
Met a doctor on the way out.
Or maybe she got sick with whatever you had, and now she's in the hospital. You're going to have to do your second date there.
Oh, we have a lot of options for him.
Yeah.
And none of them are your fault so far.
That's good. You know? So we're going to come back. We're going to call Julie for you and try and get you your second date update right after this.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, man. Hold on.
Second date update.
I'm just super glad that Steve pulled through and made it all the...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Steve, no, we got to get him back.
Get the
I'm
paddles.
Here. Ready? Clear. Clear.
Okay. Oh,
your timing.
Okay, we did.
Because your timing was really off on that.
It doesn't matter. We saved him. Second date, back up and running with our listener Steve, who is fully alive, and his first date happened in his own hospital bed. But Steve matched with Julie a couple months before this. They had to keep pushing back their date because their schedules weren't matching up. And the night before they were due to meet each other, he ended up getting super sick and had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. And so she just wouldn't back down.
No, she goes, I'm coming to visit you there. and showed up, brought a book for him to read. They shared a meal together.
Yeah, even told the nurses that it was their first date.
So they thought that was super cute and stole some flowers from the deceased to make it extra special for them.
I don't think it's theft at that point.
No, it doesn't belong to anybody.
Yeah.
But now Steve is better. He is out of the hospital, except he's not getting a call back from Julie anymore.
So maybe she only likes sick boys, you know?
Now that he's healthy.
Have you ever thought of that, Steve?
You know, that must be what it is. Yeah. I better throw myself in front of a car.
She's like, you have too much color in your cheeks. Yeah. I like a nice, gaunt, pale guy.
So did you meet any, like, super sick hot dudes in there?
Yeah. Maybe you need to work on your sniffles and your coughs a little bit before we reach out to her.
That's a good theory, bro.
I bet there's a good reason she's not calling you back. We can fix this, I feel like.
Or if not a good reason, at least a reason.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever it is, we're going to find out. Let's call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking to talk with Julie.
Yes, this is Julie.
Hey, Julie. Hello. You're on a radio show right now called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, Julie. Hey. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's this about?
This is about a segment we do called A Second Date Update. A really saucy, sexy segment, I should add.
Ooh.
I don't know how saucy and sexy it was for you, though.
Probably not in her case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We heard a little bit about a date that you went on recently with a guy named Steve.
Okay.
Steve, you know, from the hospital, Steve?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we just ask, did you show up to the hospital because you were trying to call him out, like you thought that he was faking?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, I mean.
Okay.
You're just like a genuinely caring person?
We don't talk to people like
that.
Hang up on her.
Alexis, you don't belong here.
I mean, I was a little bit worried about him because we had become friends talking online.
Okay.
That's good. We know you had a couple months of like rapport and chemistry, so.
And that's good. So what did you think of Steve when you saw him IRL?
I mean,
try not say that.
When you try it, it's weird. Yeah, it feels like you're forcing it.
Well, how was the face-to-face interaction with old Steve-O over there?
I mean, I was.
I don't know.
I was liking him.
Oh, you were.
That's good.
I just, I don't know if it's going to work out, and
really?
It has nothing to do with him.
Oh. Okay. So it has nothing to do with him. What does it have to do with?
Sorry to pry.
Yeah.
Wait, he just is curious.
I had a friendly ghost appear. Like a Casper situation.
Like a haunting?
No, a Casper situation. It's like when there's a guy that you've been seeing who you think you have future plans with, suddenly ghosts and stops talking to you, and then he's on your DMs on Instagram, and then, you know, he likes your stories, but, like, he doesn't say anything to you.
Why would you put any energy into that? I mean, obviously, those guys always come back around as they can, like, sniff out that you have somebody interested in you.
Well,
Brooke is speaking from personal experience there. She's definitely gone back
a few
times.
The guys
Brooke's house is haunted, let me tell
they're
you.
They're the guys that only want you when they can't have you.
Mm. Well, I thought he was really cool, and we dated for a couple of weeks, and he's supplying coffee for different places and businesses, and I love coffee. And...
You're still dating this guy, and you love his coffee. That's why you're not.
No, she's not dating him. He's just like floating around her Instagram.
So he ghosted again.
So you're just putting
he's
Steve
friendly
off.
Ghosting.
Yeah, Got you're putting Steve it. Off because you want to keep the door open for Coffee Boy.
I know that sounds kind of rude, but if you want to sum it up that way. I guess it's true.
So this other guy, he's just like liking your Insta stories and things like that. Has he actually said anything to you?
No, he just wants me to know that he sees me.
No.
You guys aren't even like
this guy
dating.
Sucks, I'm telling you. You need to run from this dude.
He can still date Steve.
Yeah,
we need to get some backup on this too. And we actually do have like a friendly ghost who's floating on the other phone line
That's a good one. Yeah.
His name is actually Steve.
Oh, he's a real person.
What?
Yeah, the way the segment works is we have Steve waiting on the other line listening to the conversation, waiting to jump in.
Surprise.
Oh, no.
Steve. I was kind of a ghost-like moan.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little scared. Steve, you there?
Ooh.
I am so confused right now. So you're basically ghosting me for a friendly ghost?
It's a lot of supernatural
Spirits. Yeah, I guess that's one way to put it.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, that is how you put it.
those are your words.
Hey, I did not mean to hurt your feelings, but I'm in a weird situation and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So
you don't dislike me. You actually like me, though.
Yeah, I think you're a good person.
But here's the thing, Julie.
But you don't distribute coffee to a bunch of businesses, so.
But you, like all our pigs.
You haven't seen and hung out with Steve outside of a hospital bed. I mean, if you can walk away from a hospital room on a first date and say, that was really great.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it would be like if you were both in full health?
Like I said before, this isn't really about Steve. This is about this friendly ghost that I'm dealing with, and I'm kind of waiting around to see how it plays out.
Sounds like you're dealing with a ghost problem, and it's not even the dead lady from the hospital whose flowers magically ended up in your room.
Oh,
that's a totally different ghost who's been looming around.
There's a lot of ghosts in the second update.
I know.
It's haunted, for sure.
I'm just wondering, like, if I was to hang around on your Instagram and like a bunch of your stories, and then after I ditched you for a while, like, that's something you would like?
No. Ew, no. That's creepy.
What is literally the difference between me doing it and this other guy?
Yeah. Well, he's my ex. Like, you and I haven't been anything real enough for you to friendly ghost me. Like, you just be a creepy ghost.
Oh.
Nobody wants to be a creepy ghost.
Yeah. What if I ended up in the hospital again? Who's going to come and see me?
Play the pity card. I like that.
Interesting. That's a strategy. Come on, Steve is funny.
Julie, you could bring the guy with the coffee business over to the hospital and take him there.
Why?
The nurses will love him.
Turn him into a real ghost.
What?
Oh my God, Jeff.
The coffee guy won't hang out with her.
I don't know.
I keep thinking the same, Alexa.
Yeah, the only time the coffee guy's going to call you is when he's sad and lonely.
Yeah.
And the hospital.
Like, yeah, that's a perfect place to get really sad.
Oh, no.
I just got to hold out and see.
Hold out.
So I'm just supposed to wait for this guy to fully ghost you again before.
Well, he's not going to fully ghost me.
This is the time.
That's
okay.
Have you actually talked to him yet?
Not yet, but he's getting closer.
Okay. Look, Steve, I know that you're trying really hard here to get Julie back, but it sounds like this doesn't have anything to do with you. This is totally her deal.
Yeah.
She's just trying to figure her own stuff out.
You seem like a great guy, dude.
And, I mean, honestly, she's going to be single for a while, so, you know.
It's probably pointless for me to even ask this question, but I'm going to do it anyway because there's a ghost whispering in my ear to do it. He's saying you and Steve should go out on another date and we'll pay for it.
I don't know.
Come on, Julie, just say yes. I don't know as close to yes.
He's a real person.
I'm sorry. This is all very amusing. And, like, I don't mean to rush you, Julie, but I've got an ambulance on the other line. They just want to know where I'm at.
He's calling an emergency date.
You better hurry.
Come on.
Or he ends up in the hospital again.
I just don't think it'd be fair to you, Steve. Like, I'm not 100% in this situation.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's some honesty right there.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry, man. This isn't going to work out. We're not going to be able to get you a second date.
This is okay. I'd rather deal with this now than, like, if we were dating or something, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good attitude,
Don't
Steve.
Give up hope, man. Try to haunt her in a month or two, and then she'll be really into it.
Man, I know the game plan now.
Yeah, right.
Talk to you in a couple months, man. Good luck.
Don't do that, Steve. I told you it's creepy.
Okay.
Oh. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I'd never heard the dating term friendly ghost before. Like being Caspered, where if you missed it, that's where a former love interest who ghosts you comes back and is quietly hanging around your like Instagram and Insta stories, liking things just to make sure that you know they're there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, this has been happening long before Instagram was even invented. Okay.
Totally.
Yeah.
You were friendly ghosting people by hanging outside of their work.
No, it's just like those exes, you know, everybody has those exes that just like linger.
Yeah.
And they don't do it because they want anything. They just want control.
Well, Jose, you mentioned saying like, this is me. How many haunts would you say that you're currently doing at the moment?
I think me and a lot of girls are haunting each other back where you're like, you like, but no one's like actually said hi yet. So it's like, I see you. And then like they go on a date and you like that. And
that's petty.
Now they feel bad because we've been liking each other's pictures for 2 months.
I didn't even know two ghosts could haunt each other.
Yeah, wow.
I didn't know either till today.
Wow. Good for you.
Super supernatural world is hard right now. It is. Dating world.
It even is dating there.
We're more attuned to what's going on in the real world with real people. So if you have an issue with that in your dating life, we can try and help. Email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back.
Yes.
And make sure you go check out all of our podcasts. All of the second dates are up at Brooke and Jeffrey, wherever you get yours.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.